We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. That's KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Haas. And ladies and gentlemen, college football season is right around the corner. It's a great time of the year for college football fans. It's one of the most entertaining sports to watch. And it's personally my favorite sport to watch from the months of August all the way through January. There's always surprises, and you never know what's going to happen on a week-to-week basis. So let's get into the season. Last week we had the coaches poll announced, and at the top we have Texas and Arch Manning, the defending national champion Ohio State Buckeyes, Penn State at 3, Georgia at 4, Notre Dame at 5, Clemson at 6, Oregon at 7, Alabama, LSU, and then Miami to round out the top 10. And something that I look at immediately that catches my eye is there's 3 Big Ten teams, 2 ACC, and 4 SEC teams that make up the top 10. And I think that shows a lot of balance. I think last year there was a far more heavy amount of SEC teams that were in the top 10. And that just, I think, gives a lot of credit to the NIL, the transfer portal, players moving around a bunch of different places. And I think that's really good for college football that we're now starting to get some more teams instead of just one dominating conference that everyone thought was the SEC. And so this season, we have week one starting on Saturday, August 30th, and we have a very good slate of games this week. Even the very first game is Tennessee versus Syracuse, and you might think to yourself, oh, how is that a good game? Syracuse is bringing back a lot of players from last year. Tennessee, they're having some interesting things going on in their program right now. Nico Amalov, I think is his name, transferred out of Tennessee after it was reportedly due to NIL issues. He wanted more money. Josh Heupel came out and said, no one is bigger than the program. He transferred to UCLA. And so now, Tennessee, with a new quarterback from UCLA, actually, will take on Syracuse week one. And the line on that game right now is Tennessee 14.5, over under 54.5. And I think it's going to be a good game, but I still think that Tennessee will win this game because I think they're probably the much deeper team and more talented team, having those solid recruiting classes year in and year out. And then probably the game of the week, we have in week one in the coaches poll, number one and number two, Texas versus Ohio State at the Shoe in Columbus, Ohio. And all I can say is wow. What a gift to college football fans is the third game on the docket, a noon kickoff, Ohio State versus Texas. And this isn't just a potential national championship preview. These were two teams that met in the semifinals of the playoff last year. Two teams that are ranked highly again. But for me, I look at it as this is the cream of the crop from the Big Ten and the SEC hashing it out. Because you have a lot of people, diehard SEC fans and diehard Big Ten fans. And I'll tell you, you're going to have a lot of SEC and a lot of the Big Ten rooting for their respective school to really give, because this game's going to, I think it could go a long way in this whole conference debate of who's the best, who deserves more teams in. And that's going to be a game that I think people will look back on. And honestly, I think even the lines and stuff make sense. It's Ohio State's a 2.5-point favorite at home. Over-under's at 48.5. That makes sense. Arch Manning getting his going into Columbus, Ohio, one of the hardest places to play in the country, in his first real start. He started games before, but never in this type of a game. So that's going to be a very big test for a potential number one overall pick this year, but that's a story for another time. And then other big games we have is one that has had a lot of talking and is probably going to be a very chippy game at that, and that's the Florida State Seminoles versus Alabama. For those who don't know, Florida State quarterback and Boston College transfer Thomas Castellanos, he's been talking a big game about Florida State, about Alabama, and who knows, honestly, because it's week one, and I think Florida State's going to be very motivated. They had a down year last year after the whole playoff thing a couple years ago, and you don't talk like that unless you really do believe that you have a chance. And I think that's going to be a really good game. It's at Florida State. Betting line is Alabama minus 13.5 and over under at 50.5. I think Alabama is going to win. Again, I think it's like the Tennessee thing. Too much talent, too much depth for the Seminoles to keep up with. But don't be surprised if that game is a lot closer. I would take Florida State plus 13. Because I think that week one game, it's the first game everyone's playing. Expect some issues. Not everything's going to be perfect. Early season jitters. So anything could happen there. And then the other very good game on the 7:30 time slot is the Battle of the Tigers. LSU and Clemson take on each other in Clemson's Death Valley. This has been a very big talking game as well over who's the real Death Valley. And honestly, this is one of those other games too where it's like you're going to have a lot of SEC fans and a lot of ACC fans rooting for their respective team to win in this one. Because it's all about that conference war. When you look at the out-of-conference records from either conference, you wouldn't be able to make your claim to the other one that, hey, we beat you, you're highly ranked. Because, again, this is like the cream of the crop, both conferences. Clemson won the ACC last year. LSU expected to have a big rebound this year. So, we'll see. Betting line, Clemson, minus 4.5. Over-under, 57.5. It wouldn't shock me to see that hit the under. I think Clemson and Dabo Swinney almost always bring in a really good defense. And, yeah. Honestly, could be a very, very game of the year type of game. In an atmosphere like Clemson, that's a tough place to play. They have a great record at home these last couple of years since Dabo's been there. I think that's going to be a great game. And then, surprisingly, we have some very, very good games on Sunday. We have Notre Dame, the number 5 team in the coaches' poll, taking on the Miami Hurricanes, number 10 in the coaches' poll. So we have really gotten some very good games to just start the year. That betting line is Notre Dame minus 2.5 and over under 52.5. That game will be played at Miami Hard Rock Stadium. And honestly, don't sleep on the Hurricanes this year. Carson Beck's coming back. They've got some transfers in the running back room that are solid. But yeah, I think this is going to be a really, really good game, especially for a Sunday. like, we're getting a gift with that one, I think. I'm going to skip a couple weeks ahead to another good week, and this would actually be week number 7 of the college football season. We have some really, really enticing games. The Red River Rivalry takes place this week between Texas and Oklahoma. We have a South Carolina versus LSU, a Georgia versus Auburn. Basically, with the SEC, you're going to get a lot of really good games, from what I think. Because the SEC, it's, until proven otherwise, is probably the deepest talent pool of conference, I would say. But then let's not forget about the next week either. Tennessee, Alabama, Texas A&M and Arkansas, Ohio State at Wisconsin. Like, there's just a lot of really good weeks of college football, just back to back to back. But then, probably in my opinion, the week of them all. Week 10 of the college football playoff season. I mean, of college football, sorry. You have South Carolina at Ole Miss, Oklahoma at Tennessee, Penn State at Ohio State, Georgia at Florida. Like, those games alone, that is a hell of a slate right there for a October. No, that's the first weekend of November. That is a hell of a slate right there. Like, obviously you have your rivalry week that happens at the very end of the season every year, but that's a hell of a week for college football. Like, I think that's going to be one of the best weeks we have all year. And that's going to have a lot of playoff implications, I believe. And then the week after that, Alabama LSU at Tuscaloosa. Could be for an SEC championship appearance if both these teams live up to the hype. Clemson and Florida State, who knows? Like, there's just a lot of things, like I said earlier, that could happen. We get to these points in the season. And here, what do you know? Week 12, Clemson at the Louisville Cardinals. Oklahoma at Alabama. Texas at Georgia. Florida at Ole Miss. Like, there's Penn State at Michigan State. There's just so many good games going on in this stretch from November 1st to November 16th. And then we get right into the rivalry week games, which always deliver. And so I just think we should be very grateful for the schedule that we have of just some really, really great weeks of college football. And as you all know, with college football, anything can happen on a week-to-week basis. Especially with all the NIL, the transfer portal now, no one is safe at all. You could have some sneaky teams that just come out of nowhere, like in Arizona State from last year. Picked to finish last in the Big 12, their inaugural season. What do they do? Oh yeah, run the table, win the Big 12 championship, and then give Texas the fight of their lives behind Cam Scadabo and the rest of that team, and they almost shocked the world against the Texas Longhorns last year. So I'm just saying, you don't know what could happen. And now what we're going to do is we're going to look at some of the win totals for some conferences. We're going to start with the SEC. Leading the pack, you have Alabama at 9.5 wins, LSU 8.5, Georgia at 9.5. Tennessee at 8.5, Ole Miss 8.5. But there's one win total that if I were to tell you to bet on, it would be this. And that would be the South Carolina Gamecocks. I love that 7.5 betting line. I think they're going to be really good this year. I think this is going to be one of the best teams under Shane Beamer since he's been there. And so they won 7 games last year, 7-6. Who says they can't get to 8? Like, they have Lenora Sellers coming back for his second season under Shane Beamer. I don't see why they couldn't make a run. Like, let's go to their schedule.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Start with Virginia Tech. I'll give them a win. That's one. South Carolina State. That's two. At home against Vandy. Give it 3. Missouri's going to have a lot of turnover. I'll give that 4. Kentucky comes home. That's 5. At LSU, that would be a loss. So we're 5-1 right now. Oklahoma at home. I'll give them a win. That's 6-1. So right there. We're 6-1. Already bowl eligible, and we still have 5 games to go in the regular season. Alabama at home, I'll give them a loss. That's 6-2. At Ole Miss, that's a toss-up game. Ole Miss is supposed to be really good. South Carolina is supposed to be really good. And I am kind of biased this game. I have a buddy going to South Carolina. I'm going to Ole Miss next year. So, I'll give that one to Ole Miss at Ole Miss. So, that's 6-3. At Texas A&M, that's 6-4. Then you have Coastal Carolina. Give them a win there. That's 7-4 right there. Then you have Clemson at South Carolina. South Carolina has gotten them the last couple of years, or given them a game at least. All I'm saying is, these rivalry games, anything can happen. A lot goes down. There's animosity. These guys hate each other. They don't like each other. Battle for the state. And here's the thing. If they win that game, that gets them to 8 right there. That's 8-4 right there. And even if they lose that, they get the bowl game. And guess what? They win the bowl game, they get to 8. I think it's a very good value bet. I think there's a reason why they have the highest rating that they've had in about 10 years. And that's just because of what they're bringing back. I think Shane Beamer's a hell of a coach. And I think the South Carolina Gamecocks are really going to shock some people this year. I don't think they should be taken lightly at all. They shouldn't be messed with. But that's one I really like. One I would stay away from, though, or that I don't really know about, is the Georgia Bulldogs. And that's crazy to say. They have Kirby Smart. Obviously, they've been the cream of the crop of the SEC at times. However, Georgia. So the schedule. Versus Marshall, that's a win. Austin Peay, that's 2. At Tennessee. That's a tough place to play. Those Volunteers can get rocking. And this year, I assume it will be Gunnar Stockton at quarterback. I assume so. Hold on, I'll double check that. Yeah, we have Gunnar Stockton, who is supposedly to be the starter. Played sparingly last year. Played in the College Football Playoff game against Notre Dame. 62% completion percentage, 234 yards, and a touchdown. You know, 23-10 loss. But that's kind of unfair to hold that game against him just because he was thrown in there as the backup when Carson Beck got hurt. But he did also beat Texas, 75% completion percentage, 71 yards on 12 attempts. But that's the thing. Kid hasn't played. And that is a early test for the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm going to give that a loss. That's 2-1. Alabama at home. That's like a national championship game in the regular season. But I'm going to give it to them. That's 3-1. They have the bye week. I think Kirby's going to have the boys ready to go. First, Kentucky at home. That's 4. Then you have Auburn. I think that'll be a win. Versus Ole Miss, that's revenge game. I think that'll be a win. We're at 6 right now. Florida and DJ Lagway. I think they'll get it done. I really like this Florida team this year. I think Billy Napier's got a really good team down there in Florida this year. And that game's a neutral site. Jacksonville, Florida. I'm going to take Florida to win that game. So they're still at 6. Then you have Mississippi State. That'll be a win. So that's 7. So then look. You have Texas. This is the game that's going to determine a lot about this line. Is this Texas game. At home against Texas. Because the next two is Charlotte and Georgia Tech. I assume they win both. That Texas game, that'll be the one that puts them over. Can they get there? Who knows? We'll see. But then also you have the game like the Alabama game or that Florida game that could be toss-ups. You don't know. Just because that's how good the SEC is, and it's very just hard to look at it from an outside perspective with no games being played yet. However, I think they lose that Tennessee game for the simple fact that that will be Gunnar Stockton's first real atmosphere. Because let's not forget, SEC Championship, neutral site. Then the playoff last year, neutral site game. It's just different when you go to play at a place like Tennessee. They're going to be rocking. So, my bets for the SEC, if you were to take them, listen to me. I would take South Carolina at the over 7.5 wins. And I would just stay away from Georgia or be very cautious of that line. Then we'll go to the next conference, which is the Big Ten. And so, here we go. We have Ohio State at 10.5 wins. Oregon 10.5. Penn State 10.5. And Michigan at 8.5. And Indiana 8.5. That is your top 5. Their records from the previous year. Ohio State 14-2. Oregon 13-1. Penn State 13-3. Indiana 11-2. And everyone can look at what I'm looking at. This is just off ESPN.com. Go to the standings. Go to the Big Ten. Ohio State Buckeyes. Again, start the season at Texas, at home. I'll give them a win. I think they have the experience. Best receiver in the country, Jeremiah Smith. Caleb Downs in that defense. I think they'll be ready to play. Give them that win. Then Grambling in Ohio. Those will be wins. I think they beat Washington, Minnesota. And then you have a little tricky game. At Illinois. At Illinois. Illinois won 11 games last year. I don't know a lot about the Fighting Illini. But all I'm saying is you don't win 11 games by accident. So I'm going to give them a win. That gets them to 6 wins while eligible already. And then you look at their schedule. Rutgers. they'll win that one. UCLA, they won that one. Purdue, they win that one. So then basically all you have to do is find a win between Wisconsin, Penn State, and Michigan. Then bang, you're there. You've got the 10.5. I think they do it. I think they beat Wisconsin. They got Penn State at home. That is big. But then here's the kicker. The good old boys in blue. The yellow and maize. Can they finally topple Michigan? At Michigan, though. That's the question. Michigan has quarterback Bryce Underwood, who decommitted and flipped from LSU. Can they flip the script and finally get that win? I think they're gonna get it done. Like, when you start to question a team who won a national championship last year, but people still aren't willing to call it a success because they lost to Michigan, I think that's just a chip on the shoulder. Even more, Ryan Day's got to get one. Got to get one against Michigan. And then another line in the Big Ten that I like a lot is actually, surprisingly, UCLA at 5.5 wins. Basically asking, will they be bowl eligible at 6? Let's take a look at the line. Okay. Utah. Well, I turn over at Utah. I'll give them a win there. UNLV, I'll give them a win there. Give them a win versus New Mexico. That's 3. We're halfway there, people. At Northwestern, give them that win. That's 4. Can you find 2 more regular season wins? Michigan State could be that one. Could be Maryland. Could be Washington. That gets them to 7. But again, lines at 5.5. I think they can get Maryland and they can get Washington. It's not crazy. And I just think that's a very favorable line, to be honest. Like, I see that and I just see a lot of value there for UCLA. They got Nico. I think he's talented. Wisconsin's only a 5.5 win total as well. They could beat Wisconsin. Again, these are just predictions. I don't know for sure. But that's something I think I would like to do. Is UCLA over 5.5. Get them bowl eligible. And now we'll head to the ACC. We have the leaders in the win totals. 9.5, Clemson. Miami, 9.5. SMU, 8.5. Louisville, 8.5. And those are your clubhouse leaders. If you look at it, obviously you have the big dog, the Clemson Tigers, under Cade Klubnik, who's supposed to be a Heisman Trophy contender, along with one of the top picks in the NFL draft. I personally have not been that fond of him as a player. I think he's been kind of overrated, honestly. And so, it's really just, can Cade get it done? Let's look at it. Look at the schedule. At LSU, we already talked about it. I'll give it to him. That's one. Troy, that's another one. Georgia Tech, give him that one. That's 3 already. Syracuse, give him 4. North Carolina, I'll give him 5. Boston College, give him 6. Versus SMU, versus SMU, that's 7. Duke, that'll be 8. 9, 4, 8. I'm going to say they lose Louisville. I'm going to say they lose to Louisville on the road. That's 9-1. Beat Furman. There you go. There's 10. There's the win total right there. And then you still have that rivalry game against South Carolina. I mean, the ACC's basically been Clemson's for the past decade at this point. Dabo's ran through it. They've been the juggernaut that's ran through it. I just don't see. But, again, I have not been the most fond of Cade Klubnik. I haven't. Last year, he had 36 and 6 interceptions. Not bad at all. But they lost some games. They lost some big games. And then they've got some running backs that they've got to replace. And it all depends on Cade Klubnik. Will he live up or will he drastically fall? And I think you could say the same thing in the Big Ten with Penn State and Drew Aller. Yeah, they made the college football playoff last year and made a run. But again, they had Abdul Carter in that defense. That's going to shut a lot of people down. And they kind of had an easy road as well. They got SMU at Penn State. That's Texas going up to Pennsylvania in the winter. Then they got Boise State. Yeah, they put everyone in the box, shut down Ashton Gentry, they win that game. But then they got a real their first real test in Notre Dame. And they lost. And what did Drew Aller do? Oh, yeah, he threw a pick. Final drive of the game, lost the game. Season over. I'm not trying to be critical, but Penn State, they want a championship. They want to be talked about as Ohio State and Michigan are talked about. They're almost always in that top three, but then even Oregon comes in last year and they get more respect than Penn State does. So I think this is a big year for Drew Aller to really solidify his draft stock as well. But yeah, I think we are in for a very, very fun college football season this year. Thank you for listening, and I will have more college football content along the way as the season progresses. But this has been the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Haas. Thank you for listening.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at Kachava.com, code NEWS.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.